today and want to discuss various aspects of Binyanei Tshuva, and tomorrow we'll deal with Halachos of Sukkos and Dalet Minyan. The Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim points out that Tshuva certainly is a mitzvah saseh, based on the pasuk of Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. This is what you also find in the Smach, in Mitzvah Nun Gimel. This is what Rabbi Yonah writes in the very beginning of Shari Tshuva. Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, not simply a hatacha, but rather a tzivui and indeed a mitzvah. The Ramban adds that when the Torah tells us, Ki ha-mitzvah azosa shenochi mitzavta hayom, what is it referring to? Kamitzvah Hazos? The Ramban writes that this is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of the Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. There is some question regarding the Shitas HaRambam. When the Rambam presents the Chiyuv of tshuva, the Rambam does so in the following way. In the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes, Kishiyase tshuva, v'yashuv mecheto, chayev lihisvados lifnei akel baruch hu. The Rambam writes, Kishiyase tshuva, if one decides to do tshuva, then chayev lihisvados. Perhaps one can interpret the Rambam almost conditionally, not that there's a categorical obligation of tshuva, but rather tshuva is a schus, tshuva is a matana. If one opts into tshuva, then the way to do so is chayev lihisvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. And in Sefer Mitzvos as well, if you look in Mitzvos Asei Ayin Gimel, the Rambam writes that he should tzivono lihisvados al hachatayim. Again, the Rambam stresses vidui and does not write explicitly that there is a mitzvah daraisa of tshuva. The Minchas Tinoch assumes in Mitzvah Shin Samach Daleh that this is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether indeed tshuva is simply a skus, a privilege, a matana, or whether it's considered to be a mitzvah. And the Minchas Tinoch writes the great kiddush that according to the Rambam Shita, tshuva is not considered a mitzvah at all, but rather is ke'ein gerish, comparable to the mitzvah of gerish in the following sense. There's no mitzvah chiyuv is obviously of gerishin, but rather the Torah prescribes if one is megarish es ishto, one does so b'shtar. Hu ha-dinami Minchas Tinoch writes, if one is chozer b'tshuva, then the way to do so is al yedei vidu. And just as the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos in Reish Chabeis that we discussed earlier, he should zivanu legarish b'shtar al kol panim kishnirtu legarish. Shtar is the method, if one desires. Hu ha-dinami, the Minchas Tinoch writes according to the Rambam Shita as well. This possibility in the Minchas Tinoch, right, sounds very difficult. From Slavichik, many times, this is printed in Alot Shuvah, for example, Rav Asher Weiss as well, maintained that certainly this cannot be the Shitas HaRambam. To assume that the mitzvah is one of vidui, the method is counted as a mitzvah daraisa, but the entire Yesod HaTshuva is not a mitzvah at all, at first glance seems very difficult. How can it be that what is considered to be the Maisa HaMitzvah, so to speak, the act of Bidui is a Chiyu, and the whole essence of Tshuva is something which is comparable to Gerishin? Of course not. When it comes to Gerishin, certainly there is no Chiyu whatsoever. The purpose of Gerishin is to serve as a Matir, to Matir the Isra of Eish Azish, and obviously there is no Chiyu whatsoever. Then, of course, the Rambam writes, Kishin Nirtza the Gadesh, there's a mitzvah to do so, Bishtar. But certainly that's not true when it comes to Tshuva at all. Tosos comments in the beginning of Zvachim, for example, even though when it comes to Karbanos, there's a concept of Stama Lishma, Tosos explains you can't apply that when it comes to Gerishin. After all, Stam Isha is Lav LeGerishin Omedes, and therefore, even in a case Tosos writes of an Ashes Isha Zinsa, still one cannot apply the principle of Stama Lishma. There's no Chiyuv at all of Gerishin. Gerishin is the Matir. Mashenki, when it comes to Tshuva, of course, there seems to be a mitzvah of Gerishin even according to the Rambam Shita as well. Why is it that the Rambam does not stress Tshuva as an independent mitzvah, but rather the Rambam emphasizes the element of Vidui? Here, if you look in Meshech Chochma and Parshas Vayelech and Perek Lamed Aleph, Meshech Chochma writes a fascinating possibility, and that is Tshuva is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is a chiyuv prati, a mitzvah pratis. It's part of each and every one of Taryag mitzvos. A very fascinating finish. The Torah tells us one is obligated to do mitzvos, obligated to avoid Avera. And let's assume a person is Nichshol, a person violates a law, a person fails to fulfill a mitzvah, is all lost? No. The Torah gives us the possibility of tshuva, of zdonos naslo kishkagos, or tshuva miyava, zdonos naslo kizachuyos, and therefore that means that there is a way that a person can still fulfill, so to speak, that mitzvah. A person can rectify the fact that you violated an avera. The Meshech Chachma writes a fascinating possibility that tshuva is an outgrowth of each and every mitzvah. If a person fails to don tefillin, the mitzvah's tefillin demands v'shavta Hashem Elokecha. If a person violates iser nevela, the lav daraisa of nevela demands that a person perform tshuva. And therefore, perhaps it's not counted independently. The assumption that the Rambam maintains that tshuva is not an independent mitzvah is very difficult. After all, if you look in the Pratei HaMitzvah, the Rambam, before he begins discussing natural halachos, also tells you the mitzvah that he is about to delineate. If you look in the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes the following, mitzvahs asei achas, v'hi shiyoshuv hachotei mecheit lifnei Hashem v'yisvadeh. The Rambam Furish. The Rambam writes that there is a mitzvah shiyoshuv hachotei lifnei Hashem v'yisvadeh. Difficult to maintain that the Rambam's possibility is that tshuva is a reshus and vidui is considered simply to be the method. Why is it that the Rambam in the halachos themselves stress vidui, and whereas in the Pratei HaMitzvah the Rambam writes that the mitzvah say is shiyashuv hachote, a parallel Rav Slavetchik often commented is in Hilchos Tefillah. If you look in the Pratei HaMitzvah, the Rambam writes, what is the mitzvah say of tefillah? La'avod es Hashem b'tefillah. Avod es Hashem, avod es shebelei. How is that manifest? B'tefillah. And how does the Rambam begin Hilchos Tefillah? Mitzvah say lihispalel b'chayom. Whereas when it comes to the Pratei HaMitzvah, there the Rambam gives us the Hagdoras HaMitzvah. When it comes to the Etzem Halacha, there often the Rambam will stress the Maisa HaMitzvah. Whereas the Rambam defines the mitzvah of La'avod es Hashem b'tefillah, the Rambam writes the Maisa Mitzvah, mitzvah sasei, mispalel. Very often one will have a kiyum and a Maisa Mitzvah, the kiyum of Kriya Shema Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. The Rambam will begin with Kriya Shema and tell us, Hamayim Bayom Koran es Hashma, Maisa HaMitzvah is necessary. The Maisa HaMitzvah, when it comes to tshuva, that reflects vidui, but certainly not to the exclusion of tshuva itself. The halacha of vidui indicates that one must be mizvade b'toch ha-tshuva. Tshuva itself is the background, the framework, the essence of the further obligation of Maisa HaMitzvah in order to perform the act of vidui. So perhaps on that level there is no machlokas. The Rambam and the Ramban both agree that certainly it's considered to be a mitzvah. And if you look throughout Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam refers to tshuva as being a chiyu, a tzivui, not just simply a reshus or a matana, privilege that one has the right to take advantage of. Is there a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam? So on one level there certainly is, and that is the makar. What is the source of the mitzvah tshuva? Whereas the Ramban writes the source is v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, the Rambam seems to interpret that pasuk not as a tzivui, but rather as a haftacha. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei Tov Chashuva, the Rambam writes u'kvar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael lasos tshuva besof galusan u'miyad hei nigolin, based on the pasuk of v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk the Rambam cites, v'shavta Hashem lokecha, the Rambam explicit in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin, that's the haptacha, that is not considered to be a tzivui. And what about the other pasuk the Rambam deals with? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos ha-shanochi mitzavcha hayom? What is that referring to? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. The Rambam writes it's a mitzvah of tshuva. Aren't there other possibilities as well? You all know the Gemara Erev and Adav Nun Hei. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, lo b'shamayim, a reference to Talmud Torah. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah. One should not think ki ha-mitzvah hazos of Limud HaTorah is something which is distant, something which is foreign, something which is inaccessible. That's b'ficho u'levav salasosa. But the Ramban writes it's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. There's even a further chiddush that the Rambam writes, it's found in Igeres Teiman, where the Rambam writes, Kemitzvah Zos is referring to Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's referring to the Torah Hashem. And what does it mean, Ki HaMitzvah Zos is Lo B'Shamayimi? The Rambam writes in Igeres Teiman that that's the source of Ein Navi V'Shai L'Chadesh Davar. All of a sudden, a Navi comes and says that there's a new mitzvah. No, that's a sign that he is a Navi Sheker. Why? Because the Torah tells us. The mitzvos have been given to you already. This is not me'ev aliyam, it is not bashamayim. If someone will come and tell you that this should be different or this should be added, so that's a sign that the person is an Avi Sheker. So the psukim that the Ramban quotes is not referring to the mitzvah tshuva. But the Rambam does admit that there is a chiyuv of tshuva itself. What about vidui? The Ramban writes that of course there is a chiyuv of vidui. The Ramban roots vidui in that very same pasuk. When the Torah tells us, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, it's referring to tshuva. And the pasuk concludes, Beficha u'bilvavcha la'sosa. What does it mean, Beficha u'bilvavcha la'sosa? The Ramban writes, Beficha means vidui b'peh. And bilvavcha means b'charat ha'saleim. All modifying, right, the elements of tshuva. So the Rambam and the Ramban agree, of course, there is a mitzvah of tshuva, there is a need for vidui as well, but the makaros are very different. The Ramban, v'shachar Hashem lakecha, ki ha-mitzvah zos, the Rambam says that's not true. Where do you glean this chiyuv? From Parshas Nasa. The Torah tells us that one brings a karban. In the context of karban, the Torah tells us, v'yizvadu es chatosam asherosu, vidui. The Rambam understands that it's true that vidui is normally associated with the carbon which is va'ah ha'cheit, but it is not limited at all to hakrabas ha'carbon. That is the broader mitzvah of vidui. And that certainly is an independent mitzvah, not limited to one who brings a chatas or brings an asham. But rather, vidui certainly is required. The chiyuv is lihizvados mitoch hatshuva. That certainly is clear, as the Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazaka. Even if you look in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the lashon HaRambam is the following in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel: He shetzivano lihizvados ala chatayim vavonos shechot leitnei hakel yisala velomar osam im hatshuva. The Rambam uses that phrase, velomar osam, to express the vidui im hatshuva. That's part of the Hagdara HaMitzvah. Shetzivano lihizvados im hatshuva. Of course the Rambam admits that tshuva is considered to be a mitzvah. But whereas according to the Rambam it's rooted in the Parsha of Vidui, according to the Ramban, the Shatar Hashem Lakech and Parshas Nitzavim is the tzivui itself. Is there, right, a possible difference between them? According to the Rambam, it emanates from the Parsha Vidui. According to the Ramban, Vidui is needed. That's based on the Ficha Ulvavcha, Lasoso. One could raise the following issue. Is Vidui Le'ikuv? Is it possible to envision Tshuva without Vidui? Perhaps one could suggest the following Chiddush, that to an extent, this could emanate from the Rambam. And the Rambam is explicit. In Paragala Falachalev, that vidui is absolute. Vidui is essential. Perhaps one could argue that's exactly the Shita saying. The Rambam derives the whole chiyum based on the parsha of vidui. So therefore, if that is true, that is not simply a detail of Prote HaMitzvah, but rather that is considered to be absolute, that is essential. According to the Ramban, one could question. There's a mitzvah of tshuva, v'shavtar Hashem Elokecha, and that pasuk, ki ha-mitzvah zos, concludes b'ficha. Is b'ficha simply prote ha-mitzvah? Or could one argue that b'ficha is considered to be the ikuvah? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe the Ramban could admit that vidui is absolutely essential. Maybe the Ramban could argue that maybe vidui per that expression with chatchila. But one could envision v'shavta ad Hashem Lokecha even without vidui itself. Is there any possible indicator that vidui, meaning vidui dvarim, vidui b'peh, is not li'ikuvah? So the Menachas Chinuch points out the following. The Mishnah in Kedushin, the Kusi and Daf Memtes, mentions the following. Ha-mekadesh yasisha al-menash sha'ani tzadik. A person has a tznai b'kedushin, The condition is Sha'ani Tzadik. So the Mishnah tells us that Choshishin LeKedushin. Why? This person doesn't seem to be a tzaddik at all, because after all, Shema Hirher Tshuva Beliva. And therefore there was the Kiyum HaTnai. Shema Hirher Tshuva Beliva. And Chassinuch is bothered by the following kasha. If Vidui is so essential, as the Rambam implies that Vidui is L'Ikuva, so how is it sufficient that Shema Hirher Tshuva Beliva? How does that help? Right? Isn't Vidui necessary? And if we saw that there was no point in time that Vidui was done, how can you say Choshesh in the Kedushin? The person did the Maaseh Kedushin al Tnai. We've been with him the whole time. There was no Vidui Beper, no Vidui Dvarim. How can you say that Shema Hirher Tshuva Belibo? That's not sufficient. Maybe one could argue, according to the Ramban, it's not Likuva. But according to the Ramban, how in fact could that be? One could take this question a step further based on the following. Is tshuva sufficient? So you know, the Mishnah tells us in the very end of Yuma that there are dalit chiluki kapara. It depends. When you're dealing with the mitzvah saying, so in such a case, that's correct. The eino zaz mishama shemochalino. Tshuva is sufficient. What about when it comes to alav? What about when it comes to karis mitzvah bezdin? What about when it comes to chil Hashem? That's not sufficient. Tshuva is a step, it's necessary. But Yom Kippur, Yisurim, Misa, more is necessary than simply Tshuva and Tshuva alone. So that Mishnah that tells us a person is Mekadesh Nisha Amnashu Tzadik, and he is a Rasha Gamur, but nonetheless, Choshesh in the condition of Shema Hira Tshuva Libo. What did he violate? Which Yisurim did he violate? We know Al Kedin, to label someone as a Rasha, it's not sufficient simply the person was Mevatel Mitzvah Sasei. You don't become a Rasha because you didn't fulfill the essay of Tefillin. A person who is called a Rasha is one who violated that which at least is a law of a Chiyuv Malchus, or a Chiyuv Kares, or a Chiyuv Misa. And doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Tshuva alone generally is insufficient? So couldn't one raise the very same kash as well? How can the Mishnah tell us Choshesh in the Kedushin? Shema hear her Tshuva libo. Is hear her Tshuva sufficient? When it comes to those Averos HaChamuros that normally require Yom Kippur or Yisurim or Misa in order to secure Kapara, how can that be? And here we're referring to one who is a Rasha, no? Choshe Mishpat, Sinan Lamadalit. Rasha means the person who violated Averos HaChamuros, not one who violated Averos Kamas. So how do you deal with the Kashlim in Chastinov regarding Vidui Dvarim? Perhaps more basic kasha, that can be according to everyone. The kasha of the Gemara Minei Obey. Shema Hirher, Tshuva Belibo, how is that considered to be sufficient? In Al HaTshuva, you know, that Rav Slavetchik, and this is a chiddush that Rosh Weiss has developed as well, points out the following, that there seems to be two different elements associated with Chet and Tshuva. One is the following, that when a person commits a chait is mechayim, there's a sense of indebtedness. In addition to that, chait is mitame, there is a tumas thing. The person is of a different character, la'achar chait as opposed to kodam chait. The Rambam writes in the Chosh Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, that emash yesterday, that hayezeh soni lifnei hamakom, Meshukas, Meruchas, V'To'eva. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, a person was Meshukas, Meruchas, To'eva. And all of a sudden, Hayom, who Ahuv, Nechmat, Karo, V'yadid. That's what Tshuva is able to accomplish. There, the Rambam doesn't speak about culpability. The Rambam speaks about the relationship of that person, Takarish Baruch Hu. A transformation from Sonli Lifnei Hamakom to Nechmat, Karo, V'yadid. A person who commits a chait, it creates indebtedness. Chait is mechayim. Chait is also mitame. Tshuva then must have two halves to it as well. Tshuva is mechaperes, but tshuva is also mitaheres. Kapara means in terms of it absolves one of a chiyuv, but tshuva also is mitaheres, to transition from Soni lifnei hamakom to ahu. In such a case, tshuva must be mitaheres, taharas hagavra. And as the Apostle tells us regarding Yom HaKippurim, ki yom hazeh yichaper alechem litaharesem. The Apostle stresses the two different facets of Yom HaKippurim, kapara and tahara. Kapara is fine in terms of mechikas ha'onesh. Tahara refers to the individual, the governor himself, his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is impaired, which is strained as a result of the various chatayim. That's the posuk, ki yom hazeh yichaper alechem litaharesem mikol chatosechem. It's true that the Gemara mentions that there are dalet chalukei kapara. In order to attain kapara, there are different gradations. The indebtedness is as a result of what? An essay, a los essay, kares. But then there is tahara. Tahara, the poster tells us, is lifnei Hashem titor. Lifnei Hashem titor. Perhaps the chiddush is the following. When it comes to securing kapara, it's true, there are dalet chalukei kapara. Depends on the measure of indebtedness. When it comes to attainment of tahara, to reassert, to reestablish that kesher, so that is the chiddush, that there we don't find dalet chalukei tahara. Lifnei Hashem titaru means that the person who sincerely reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can attain tahara even before the debt is fully settled. Let's assume, for example, there's a person who borrows a large sum of money from an individual and he's unable to pay him back. So one loda, for example, will try to do everything that he can, right, to, in a corrupt way, see to it that he will not pay back that loan, and constantly avoids the malveh. So in such a case, not only is there a hischaivus of dinim amanos, but yet, right, his demeanor, his character, right, also is affected by the fact that that money is owed. There could be another individual, for example, who admits that he owes money to the malve, and he'll approach the malve and say that, right now I'm experiencing a difficult time, I will do everything that I can in order to pay you back, but I need a little bit of broader time, and so on. That individual still owes the money. There is still a shibud of the imamanos. He is not absolved because he doesn't have, but yet in terms of his status, in terms of his character, certainly his character is unaffected by the fact that he is unable as of yet to pay back. The same lachor is true when it comes to kapara in tahara. A person who could reach out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu can attain a level of tahara even if the dalet chalukei kapara have not yet been attained. And therefore, perhaps one could argue as follows. Even though it is true that there are dalet chalukei kapara, you do not find dalet chalukei tahara, and therefore you can address that kashya de minchas pinos, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes. If you want to determine whether this person is a Rasha or whether a person is a Tzaddik, so therefore that character issue is dependent on Tahara. That is not a function of Kapara. Even if a person committed an Aver, where there are Dalet Chalukei Kapara, and more is necessary in order to pay back, but nonetheless his current status, that is one of Tzaddik. A Tzaddik could still be Chayim. Chayim for what he did in the past, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu could determine that something else is necessary in order to attain full kapara. But whether a person al kedin is a tzaddik or whether a person is a rasha, that is a function of tahara. And therefore, it's no stira to assume that there are dalet chalukei kapara at the same time to maintain the choshesh and the kedushin, because shema hirhe tshuva v'lima. Perhaps the same thing could be expressed in terms of vidui, in terms of vidui. Is vidui a function of kapara or is vidui a function of tahara? Here one could argue perhaps the same distinction. The Rambam has various different prakim in Hilchos Teshuva, where the Rambam discusses kapara as opposed to tahara. If you leave Parak Aleph of Hilchos Teshuva, that's where the Rambam discusses kapara. You start Hilchos Teshuva from Parak Aleph, those are the halachos of Teshuva. Now, the Rambam tells you which averos require this measure of Teshuva. And when Teshuva can be accomplished, when it's not accomplished, the need for vidui and so on, all of that, Parak Aleph of Teshuva, is dealing with how one attains kapara. When you get to Perek Zayin of Hilchos Teshuva, then the Rambam discusses the Tiferes HaTshuva, the splendor of Teshuva. That's where the Rambam stated the, what we read earlier. Emesh is a son of Nehemakam. Hayom Ohub Nechbar Karov Yedid. That's Perek Zayin of Hilchos Teshuva. Perek Aleph of Hilchos Teshuva begins with Kapara. Perek Zayin of Hilchos Teshuva deals with the theme, right, of Tahara. An interesting observation that in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Teshuva the Rambam mentions vidui, the need for vidui. In Parak Zayin of Hilchos Teshuva, when the Rambam speaks about one who becomes the avul, the nechba, the karov yedid, the Rambam does not mention any requirement of vidui at all. Vidui is only found in Parak Aleph, right, which we'll term the Parak of Kapara, as opposed to Parak Zayin, the Parak of Tahara. All the beauty and splendor of Teshuva, right, that's all gleaned from Perek Zayin. If a person wants to be inspired by Hilchos Teshuva, right, you read the beginning of the Rambams, they're inspiring lahalocha. Now the Rambam writes, do this to attain that, right, and the result of the chait, what the Sar Mishlech is mechaper, it's not mechaper, that's the, what you normally express in the Rambam, where the Rambam waxes poetic in terms of what is accomplished through Teshuva, that's the Rambam of Perek Zayin. That's where the Ram discusses the splendor of Teshuva, the Tara that is accomplished. And a fascinating Ma'ara, the Ram does not mention vidui in that attainment of Tara. Perhaps the following Kiddush, that vidui is necessary for Kapara, not necessary for Tara. These are the observations of Rav Asher Weiss in terms of resolving that Kasha, the Minchas Sinah. Dal Chaluki Kapara, not Dal Chaluki Tara. Vidui, necessary for Kapara, but not necessary for Tara. And in such a case, to resolve them in Chaskinah's Kasha. What do you mean? Shema hira liba b'tshuva? How is that sufficient? Isn't vidui necessary? Vidui is necessary for kapara. Vidui is not necessary for tahara. Meaning vidui as vidui b'peh. Vidui dvarim. Vidui is necessary in terms of an inherent shift. That certainly is true. No, that the Rambam stresses in Perek Zayin of Teshuva. The person's mindset cannot be that he's going to be the chote, but the formal halacha of vidui, that is part of the elements of kapar. A further beautiful distinction, Perek Aleph and Perek Zayin. The Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph, what is it that requires Teshuva? The Rambam begins. Mitzvah Sasei, Mitzvah Lo Sasei, whether it's Bezodah, whether it's Bishkaga, a person is Zayin, Kishiyah Shetu, Yashem Echeta, why is Teshuva necessary? Perek Aleph. Because a person violated averos, a person failed to fulfill mitzvos, that requires kapara. You get to Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes a halacha that you would have expected in Perek Aleph. The Rambam writes Perek Zayin halacha gimel, kishem sha'adam shetzarech adam lashuv me'elu. Just as a person has to engage in Teshuva from these things, mitzvah sasei, mitzvah lo sasei, kach utzarech lechapes b'deos raos, sheish lo. A person also has to engage in a process of Teshuva regarding deos raos. A person can have improper values. A person can have inappropriate midos. And v'chein hu omer, yazov rosh adarko v'shoven machshav osav. The Rambam speaks about a process of tshuva when it comes to the midos, or deos, that a person possesses. So, one great kiddush is there's a tshuva process when it comes to midos and deos, and a more technical ha'ara. Why doesn't the Rambam mention this in Perek Aleph? The Rambam begins by telling you, so you have to do tshuva for mitzvos and averos. You would have expected the very next halacha, Perek Aleph halacha base to be, kishem shetzarech adam lashuv me'elu, so too a person has to engage in tshuva regarding Deos Rosh Yeshla. The answer, apparently, is the following. That the tshuva of Kapara Paragalit is not in terms of the Midos or Deos in the more ethereal sense. The Kapara, right, is in terms of what the person has or has not done. You violate an Avera, you fail from a mitzvah, that requires Kapara. The fact that a person, let's say, has a temper or an angry streak, well, of course the person has to address that always, and especially in Yom Kippur. But why is that? The answer is that's a function of Tahara. Tahara means that a person has to be Makurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are certain Midos or Deos or Aos, forget about yes Avera, not Avera, that will create that schism, that void, that does not allow one to be the Ahuv Nechmat Karov Yedin. And therefore the Rambam writes, Bidavka in Perek Zayin, that these halachos are necessary. That's the difference between Kapara as opposed to Tahara. If you're dealing with a person, a tzaddik, in order to be a tzaddik, it's not merely sufficient that a person will go ahead and take care of the do's and don'ts, but the tzaddik attains that level of tahara. So on one chiddush, that a person can go ahead and secure tahara without kapara. Now, how is that possible? Without the dalet chiluki kapara, or without vidui. Why? Because tahara is simply lifnei Hashem titaru. That alone is necessary, but that is sufficient as well. Of course, the opposite certainly is true. That a person can attain kapara without tahara. That of course is the case. Let's say a person somehow meets that requirement of the dalet chiluki kapara. A person says vidui bidvarim, so a person can attain kapara, but that does not mean the person has attained tahara. They are not haba hatali in either direction. If a person sincerely reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tahara can be attained even if some of the more technical aspects of kapara are lacking. And obviously the opposite is true. The technical approach to kapara does not ensure tahara. Rebbe Yeshita, fascinating, the Gemara Yuma Daf Pehei Amud Beis, Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. Itzumo Shel Mechaper. Unbelievable Chiddush. The day of Yom Kippur itself secures Kapara. Even La'eino Shavim. Even La'eino Shavim. Both Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Weiss were Medayi clearly in Rebbe's statement, Itzumo Shel Mechaper. What does he mean Mechaper, but certainly not Mitaher? You can have Tahara B'li Tshuva. Even if you argue that Mitzumo Shoyom is so magnificent, if it can secure a measure of Kapara, good, it can erase a slate. It can absolve a person. There could be Mechila. But Mitzumo Shoyom is not going to result in Tahara, even according to Rebbe. Let's assume, for example, a person violated an Avera, and as a result, he's postulated. Do you mean to say that according to Rebbe, the day after Yom Kippur, everyone is kosher leidus? No, because whether a person is kosher or posel, isn't that a function of tahara, not a function of kapara? Just because you were mochel, that love who did not pay you, does not mean that he acted appropriately. That shift in character, from going from the sunni to the ohu, that is not going to be accomplished, even a Liba de Rebbe, who maintains that Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. Kapar, yes, the Rambam writes, when you have the Avod of Sar Mishtaleach, Sar Mishtaleach will be able to secure Kapara for certain Averos, even without Tshuva. Kapar, yes, but certainly Tahara, no. The Tosfos Yeshanim, for example, Neuman Daf Pehei Amud Beis, raises a fascinating kasha. According to Rebbe, if Itzumo Shoyom Mechaper, the Tosfos Yeshanim writes, Lama Charav Habayis. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Itzumo Shoyom is Mechaper. The Tosfos Yeshanim assumes that look, there must have been a cumulative effect. Averos and Averos and Averos. the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed just because the rails between Yom Kippur and Shivasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Those Rishonim assumes no, it meant right, throughout the years the failure of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. So how do you understand according to Rebbe? Tzimu Shem Achaper. One could suggest, Rosh Weiss made this kiddush as well, that exactly that teretz. The fact that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed is not to be seen simply in terms of onish, but rather the following. The Beis Hamikdash, of course, is the place of Hashras Hashchina. And if there is Tuma as opposed to Tahara, so therefore it is impossible to experience Hashras Hashchina. Not as an onish. A person violates Lav, he gets Malkus. A person violates Averus, the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. There comes a point in time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Klal Yisrael no longer deserve it of Hashras Hashchina. Ein ani v'atam yachal nodor b'modor echad. We can't coexist simultaneously. That coexistence is not a function of kapara, that is a function of tahara. It may very well be that there is mechila, but siluk hashchina that emanates from the tumas hanefesh, the tumas hachet, not simply from the fact that there is a measure of culpability. And therefore, even if you'll assume that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper le'enon shavim, but nonetheless, that doesn't mean it can secure tahara. And churban habayis is a function of tumin tahara, the character, the response of Knesset Yisrael, not the measure of guilt and culpability in terms of particular schar and onish. Perhaps one could suggest another very different possibility in understanding all of these Rambams in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Teshuvah, where the Rambam stresses nidui, and yet the Rambam doesn't seem to, as the Minchas Chinuch writes, stress tshuva. What exactly does nidui mean? The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Teshuvah that Vidui has three different facets. It has to embrace three different elements. One is Hakara Sachet, a recognition. And the second, of course, is Charabda, remorse. And the third is Kabbalah Asid. Hakara Sachet, Charabda, and Kabbalah. That is what is necessary in Vidui. The Rambam is not a Das Yochid. This is what Rabbi Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva. This is what Rabbi Mechai writes in Chovos HaLevavos. All three elements are critical. Hakara Sachet, Charat, and Kabbalah. When we recite Vidui on Yom Kippur, what does our Vidui include? Everything. Hakara Sachet, Charat, Kabbalah. There's something very unusual. The Vidui that we recite seems to be Hakara Sachet. Throughout all of the Chet and all of the Shamnu and everything we recite, Hakara Sachet. And what about the other elements of Charat and Kabbalah? Hardly mentioned in the Nusach HaVidui. Hardly mentioned. We just mentioned Yiratzon Shlo Echta Od at the very end. As part of a tefillah, no? Or his palat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we shouldn't do that again. If you look in the Rambam, that contrast is even more striking. The Rambam Perek Aleph writes, what is absolutely necessary is vidui that is comprised of Hakara Sachet, Charat, and Kabbalah. And as I said, according to the Rambam, vidui is absolutely essential. And then you look in Perek Beis of Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Beis Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes, and what is our vidui? What is our vidui? Avo anachnu chatanu. Haskara sacheis. Avo anachnu chatanu. That is our vidui. So what exactly does that mean? Vidui requires all three elements that are clearly essential. Hakara sacheis, charata kabbalah. And then the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, discussing the details of our vidui, Avo Anachnu Chatanu. Avo Anachnu Chatanu is the very beginning. No, Ahakara Sachei doesn't mention anything about Charata, doesn't mention anything about Kabbalah. So how can the Rambam begin that there are three different essential elements, and then the Rambam writes, and therefore our vidui is Avo Anachnu Chatanu? How can that be? How can that be? Rav Shmuel suggested, and this is somewhat of a chiddush, that vidui does not mean the same thing in those different contexts. Sometimes vidui is understood in a very formal sense, vidui dvarim. Vidui dvarim, the process of vidui. But sometimes vidui, as an admission, is just synonymous with the term of tshuva. When the Rambam begins, Paragalav Ochashuv, and stresses vidui, perhaps the Rambam is not emphasizing vidui dvarim, but the process of vidui synonymous with the process of tshuva. And there, vidui, obviously, that means an admission of what? A statement of what? Vidui does not only mean a recognition or an admission of guilt. There's vidui maestros, and vidui maestros will have a recognition of guilt. Vidui simply means recognition, an admission. Right? A hodas baldin. One admits. So what is that admission in the process of tshuva? A person has to submit that he committed a chet, hakaras chet, that there is remorse, there's charata, there's kabbalah. That is the vidui, the tshuva process. That must contain three different elements. But the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Chashuva, vidui dvarim, that is sufficient. Vidui in terms of vidui mitoch tshuva, the process of tshuva requires three different elements. But vidui, meaning vidui the dvarim, the technical aspect of vidui, that does not require each and every element. There hakara sachet is sufficient. It means the mindset of the individual, the machshava saleh, must be Hakara Sachet and Charat in Kabbalah. The expression of vidui, possibly, according to the Rambam, is simply Hakara Sachet. And that's why the Rambam mentions that in Perek Beis Al-Chafes, that's why in our vidui Yom Kippur, it is all elaborations of the Hakara Sachet. The aspect of Charat in Kabbalah are necessary for tshuva, no doubt, but they do not have to be incorporated into the Nusach HaVidui. There is a further chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch writes, Shin Samach Daleth, regarding different levels of tshuva. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Peivav Amud Beis is bothered by the following: what is the koach of tshuva? Tshuva can transform Averos into what? The Gemara quotes the Stira in the name of Rish Lakish, that Gadol Tshuva Shezadonos Nasalo Kishkagos. It can convert a mazen into a shogun. What do you see that's true? Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta Ba'avonecha. Chashalta means a person stumbled. Not intentionally, inadvertently, a person stumbled. He tripped. Avonecha, avon is always mazed. So, ki chashalta b'avonecha, that's the diuk of Rish Lakish, that zadon can be transformed into shogeg. But then Rish Lakish says, gedola tshuva shezadonos naslo kizuklios. And avera can be transformed into a mitzvah. The Gemara says, okay, son, kan mi ava, kan mi ira. Shuva mi ava, shuva mi ira. Shuva mi ira is able to transform, to convert meza to shoge. Shuva mi ava, zedonos nasalo kizuchuyot. Very great Yiddish. Minchas Chinuch suggests, and perhaps this could resolve the earlier question as well, that Dalit Chalukei Kapara are only regarding tshuva meir. If a person engages in tshuva, but simply as a function of yira, that form of incomplete tshuva, then we assume Zdanos Nasalo Kishkagos. If it's a tshuva which is me'ava, Zdanos Nasa Kizuchuyos, Kizuchuyos. It was replaced with a mitzvah. Then in such a case, you don't require Dalit Chalukei Kapara. That's the Chiddush that the Mechassino suggests. You don't require Dalit Chalukei Kapara. That could answer that kashna Mishnah Mem Tes. How can Rashi become a tzaddik because here her tshuva belibo? What about all the Dalit Chalukei Kapara? Well, if you assume this Chiddush, the tshuva mi'ava, right, is sufficient. The Dalit Chalukei Kapara not necessary. There is Yerushalmi in Maseches Makos, Perek Beis, Halachavav, that writes the following, that Shalu L'Chachma Chote Ma'onsha. Chachma was asked, the person commits a chait. So, what happens? What's the fact? Shalu L'Vua Chote Ma'onsha. The Nevi'im were asked, if a person commits a chait, what is the consequence? The Nevi'im responded, Nev Shachatasi Tamuz. A person who commits a chait, he should be killed. That's the Shuras Hadin. Yerushalmi says, Shalom l'kut shabricho. Chotei ma'onsha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Yaseh tshuva v'yischaperma. Tshuva. Yaseh tshuva v'yischaperma. So the following, what type of aver is the Yerushalmi discussing? Tefillin. The Nevi'im were asked, what is this person deserving of? And what was the answer? Misa. We're talking about Averos hachamuros, misa. And yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu's response is, Yaseh tshuva v'yischaperma. Apparently, you see from the Yerushalmi Yechidish that tshuva is sufficient even b'makom misa. How can that be? What about Dalit Chalukei Kapara? Tshuva is only good when it comes to an essay, not when it comes to an onesh of misa. Perhaps that's exactly the answer. That is the tshuva me'ava, as opposed to the tshuva me'ira. The Marshal is even bothered by the following kasha, the right of Yuma. The Gemara tells us, Nesuginav Peivav, that tshuva is so great that Gadol HaTshuva Magasa Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva reaches the Kisei HaKavod. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara cites the Pasuk, the Haftorah Shav Shuva, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Pasuk doesn't say El Hashem Elokecha, Ad Hashem Elokecha. Shuvah Magasa Kisei HaKavod. The Marsha raises the following kasha. If you want to demonstrate that Shuvah can be Ad Hashem Elokecha, you have to quote that pasuk, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And what about the pasuk Nitzavim in the Chumash itself, Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha? You have to quote the pasuk of Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. What's wrong with Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha? No, the same drasha. Perhaps the Teretz is exactly this point. Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha is the pasuk of Reish Lakish ki chashalta bavonecha michshal avon. That's tshuva meyira. That's tshuva meyira ki chashalta bavonecha. That's the finish. Parshas Nitzavim v'shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha u'dafkaba. U'dafkaba is not tshuva meyira. That's tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava is true. Magasa kisei akava. The chiddush of the Gemara is the following, that even tshuva me'ira, even if the motivation of tshuva is simply yira ki chashalta bavonecha, even that base level of tshuva, even that is magasa kisei akava. That you don't know from the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. That Pashup Shat is why the Gemara quotes that additional Basel to tell us that this is true. One of the possible differences between Kapara and Tahara might also be the following. Kapara, one could envision individually. Let's assume, for example, a person committed several different averos. One could envision kapara for avera A without kapara for avera B. A person, for example, was mevatel an essay, he knows zaz misham shmolchino. I, when it comes to another avera, more is required. That's true, but kapara is independent. Is that true of Tahara? Is that true of Tahara? Perhaps that's not the case. Perhaps Tahara affects the totality of the individual. Now, there isn't necessarily a mid-ground of Tahara. No, Tahar, Tameh. Maybe Tahara requires that there is a process of tshuva from each and every aver. And if a person is not chozer b'tshuva to attain tahara for avera A, maybe that affects avera B as well, not in terms of kapara, but in terms of tahara. The image of tahara that the Mishnah spells out in the very end of Maseches Yom is mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Just as a mikveh is metamer satameim. Same is true when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us that possibility through tshuva. When it comes to that image of mikveh, certainly true. Imagine a person will have a chatitza on his arm. You would not argue that the arm remains tamei and the rest of the guf becomes tahar. Of course not. There, right, a small chatitza impacts on the guf in its entirety. Perhaps this is true when it comes to tahar as well. In fact, Rav Jolti, Pashup Shad, the Rav Jewish reads into the Pasuk, now, Ki Vayam Azeh Yechaper Lechem, Kapara, the Pasuk continues with Tahareschem, Mikol Chatosechem. What does that mean? The Tahareschem Mikol Chatosechem. With Pashup Shad, right, to attain Tahara from each and every Aveira. Maybe the Tahareschem Mikol Chatosechem, right, should be understood. The Tahara must be Mikol Chatoseichem. Tahara means that right, when a person approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that spirit of Tshuva, Mikol Chatoseichem. Because one Avera then impacts on the other as well. There you're dealing with the Tahara HaNefesh. You're dealing with whether a person is Ahuv or Sanoi. And in such a case, there obviously one Avera will impact on another. It doesn't mean to say that there's no mid-ground, it's all or nothing. But nonetheless, failure to do tshuva for area A will impact and area B as well. Even though when it comes to kapara, they're clearly, they are independent. We mentioned earlier that the pasuk that the Ramban quoted, Ki ha-mitzvah zos ha-shanochi mitzav chayom, is the mitzvah tshuva. The Rambam does not relate that to tshuva. After all, Ki mitzvah zos is referring to Lima HaTorah, the Rambam Paragimel Hilchos Tshuva. But isn't the Rambam right? The Rambam is studying a Gemara, the Gemara Erev and Daf Nun Hei. Lo b'shamayim, Lima HaTorah. If it's so clear in the Drashas Chazal that this pasuk is referring to Lima HaTorah, how is it that the Ramban writes it's referring to the process of Tshuva? And perhaps the answer is the following, that Lima HaTorah is not distinct and not separate from the tshuva process. Limud HaTorah is a vehicle. If the purpose of tshuva is lifnei Hashem titoru, then Torah and Limud HaTorah is a vehicle, a tool, to be able to create that relationship of being the Yadid, the Ohav Nechma, lifnei Hashem. Ramban in the very beginning of his Pirush Shel HaTorah, Torah is considered to be Shmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person wants to attain a Hashras HaShchina, one does so through Limud HaTorah. This is what Rav Chaim Volozhiner stresses in Nefesh HaChaim. Perek Lamed Aleph, that Shuva Miyav is attained through Limud Hatum. Limud Hatum. These are two distinct categories at all. That's how we create that Keshen, how we find ourselves Bifnei Hashem. Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. In the next pasuk, Kuchui Machem Dvarim. The Medrash writes, Ein Dvarim El HaTorah. Medrash Tanchum writes in the parasha of Kriya Shema. You have to ask Hashem Elokecha. Ava Hashem. And how do you create that Kesher of Ava? Right? Shuvi Miava. How do you create that Kesher? Right? The Medrash Tanchum writes, Re'ei Maksim Basrei. Medrash writes, just look at the next pasuk. Limud HaTorah is not merely a mitzvah. It's a tool, it's a vehicle of creating that kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of being the one who Hashem views as being the Ahuv, the Nechma, the Yediv. Many, many midrashim that indicate that that is what accomplished by proper and true Limud HaTorah. With that in mind, it's not coincidental at all that the Gemara can be Doresh Apostolic as far as Limud HaTorah and the Ramban can write it's referring to the mitzvah of Tshuva. Because at all, that's considered to be right, a vehicle, a form of Tshuva Mi'ava. How is it that one relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you do that in an ethereal sense? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Ritzono through the Torah Hashem, and one who is involved in the Torah Hashem creates. That kesher that I've often mentioned, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that in the Midbar it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu together with the Nevi'im to institute Kriyas HaTorah. That's the fascinating chiddush, that there was a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah before Kabbalas HaTorah. Rashi points out there's certain parshios that were given to Bnei Yisrael earlier, and there was a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah before Kabbalas HaTorah. There was no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We didn't receive the Torah system as of yet, but nonetheless, right, there was a takon of Kriyas HaTorah. Why is that true? Not because of mitzvah. The Gemara says that Darshir Shumos Omrim Ein Mayim El HaTorah Hakot Samil Chol HaMayim. Why? The Gemara says Miad Nilu. Klal Yisrael couldn't exist without that kesher to the Dvar Hashem, regardless, mitzvah, not mitzvah. In the Midbar, they needed to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how is it you develop that kesher? The answer is through Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore the Gemara says, why did they lay? Not because it was a mitzvah. Torah wasn't given as of yet, but miyad nilu, they would wither without it. That's the drush of Ein Mayim El HaTorah. You're not going to drink because a mitzvah to do so, you're going to do so because your survival, right, would depend on that. And that's exactly what the Gemara says when it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah Nivar as well. The Beit could often comment, and even the Achar Matan Torah, obviously, that we have a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and we have a takana, chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, but that aspect of Yad Ilu did not change. In addition to Torah being that vehicle of creating that kesher, there's also a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Obviously, not instead of, in addition to. That's what Chaim Loesher emphasizes. That's the element of a tshuva miyav. These are various aspects of tshuva. The concepts of vidui, of tshuva as opposed to vidui dvarim, the tshuva miyav as opposed to tshuva miyira, the concept of kapara as opposed to that which is tahara. Right? A fascinating distinction, the two prakim of the Rambam. Perek Aleph of Ofashuva, Perek Zayin of Ofashuva. Right, and the possibility of this, right, to resolve the many difficulties that we discussed. Right, the fact that tshuva can be understood in two tiers. And the essence of the Kedusha Sayom is to attain both. The possibility of having kapara without tahara, right, and even the possibility of tahara without kapara. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, that choshesh in the Kedushin, shema hirer tshuva b'limo. Sometimes tahara can be accomplished almost keheref ayin, even though as of yet, the lova still has to slowly pay back the debt as necessary when it comes to the notion of kapara. Ritz Hashem will continue tomorrow.